Listening Comprehension 8, An Unusual Trip. Hi, Sophie. Welcome to our programme Into the Wild. Sophie, what gave you the idea for your trip to Africa?
Well, years ago, my friend David backpacked from Cape Town, South Africa to Cairo, Egypt. He had just a small backpack and nothing else. He hitchhiked, rode in the back of buses and trucks, slept in every cheap accommodation and ate only local food. I was fascinated by the stories he told me of his adventures. Africa is always seen as a scary place to travel alone. But there are a lot of people who travel the continent alone. That's why I decided to give it a try.
How did you plan your trip?
First, I did as much research as I could and decided on a basic route. Then I booked a few things so that I had a basic structure, especially for the first part of my trip. Once you've started your trip, things tend to get a bit easier.
Where did you go on your trip?
I started with a volunteering project in Zambia. I spent a month there before moving on to Tanzania, where I spent a month volunteering for an orphanage. After that, I took the bus up north to climb Kilimanjaro. After that, I travelled through Rwanda, Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania, Malawi, Zambia, Botswana, Namibia, and down to South Africa.
What made you decide to explore Africa?
I think Africa is a fascinating continent. The reports about Africa are often quite negative, but the history of Africa is really interesting, so I wanted to go and see it for myself. I also love wildlife and sunsets, so Africa seemed the best choice.
Was it difficult to travel around Africa as a woman?
No, not really. People have strange ideas about what travelling in Africa is like and about Africa in general. But it's not that scary at all. Don't get me wrong, I mean, there are places that I would not go to. But that's not because I'm a woman. That has more to do with the fact that in some areas the political situation is unstable and makes travelling there dangerous. There are many ways to travel safely and easily as a woman, though.
What advice would you give to people who want to explore Africa the way you did?
Africa can be a very safe place to travel if you take a few basic precautions. First, make sure you have all the necessary travel shots. You should take your malaria medication and get all of the relevant vaccinations. Drink bottled water only and always wash your hands. Most Africans are very friendly and honest. But in places where people are very poor, you need to be careful with your belongings. Don't carry around large amounts of money. Keep only a small amount of cash in your wallet to pay for basic things. Don't walk around alone after dark. Try to stay with a group or take a taxi.
Was it hard to get around on local transport?
Well, local transport is not as good as in other parts of the world, but it's still quite easy to get from A to B. There are a number of big bus companies that run between many of the main destinations, but they don't run very often. Local minibuses can also be a good way to get around, but they are usually quite full.
You did a lot of volunteer work in Africa. How did you find out about the programmes?
Well, I checked the internet and looked for recommendations from bloggers and former volunteers. That's how I found out about most of the projects I volunteered for. I've been really lucky with the companies I volunteered with. They've all been great.
What advice would you give people trying to backpack alone around Africa?
If it's your first trip to Africa, join an overland truck. It's a great way to see the continent. You have less freedom, but transport and food is taken care of, and there are a lot of opportunities to see the real Africa.
Sophie, thank you for joining our programme and have a safe trip to wherever you are going next.
Thank you.